Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the quintessential bassist, Ray Brown, whose artistry has graced the jazz world for 40-odd years in collaboration with Oscar Peterson and many other groups, and now he's leading his own trio. Well, you were sort of a late bloomer with your own trio, aren't you?
That's right. I spent some time with Dizzy and Bird, some time playing with Ella Fitzgerald. I had a trio then with Hank Jones, Charlie Smith, if you recall. You were around in those days.
I certainly was around in those days.
And then I went with Oscar Peterson. That lasted 15 years. And after that, I went out to California and started doing studio work.
The first I knew of you before I actually met you was you and Oscar made this wonderful record. I think it was on Mercury. And one of the tunes was Tenderly. You remember that?
Was it one of the first records we made together.
Well, that was terrific. That has always stayed with me, that wonderful arrangement. I was fascinated with that. And then not too long after that was when I went with Jimmy to the Colonial Tavern to play up there in Toronto. And lo and behold, we were sort of the house band, and you and Oscar were coming in there playing as a duo. Now, wasn't that maybe one of your first gigs together?
Yeah, almost the first, yeah. That was in the late 40s.
God, I've got pictures of that as in my archives, and very much treasured, too. That was a great occasion because I remember being scared stiff working on the same program as you guys, and you were really awfully nice.
Well, we had a lot of fun those days.
We did, didn't
we? Yeah, we did.
Wasn't that a good room?
It was a great room. Well, there were some good rooms in Toronto, you know, the Colonial, the Town Tavern. We used to play another little restaurant down on Queen Street that was owned by a guy who had horses. And first we started out as a duo, and then Herb Ellis came with us, and we started playing as a trio.
Well, that's when you started the long stint with Oscar, isn't it?
That's true, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jesus. Well, you know, before we really get very deep into all this, I think we should play something just to get started playing. I'm dying to play something with you, needless
okay,
to say. What
fine.
Do we do?
Let's do a little Duke Ellington.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the tune?
Let me see. My Alzheimer's will let me kick it in.
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What am I here for?
Good.
Yes.
That's great. Love that tune. You know, that's one of my favorite Duke Ellington tunes, and for some reason, it doesn't get played all that much.
No, you don't hear it a lot, but it will never go away, I guarantee you that.
No, it'll never go away, that's for sure. Well, now you're here, and I'm thinking, where will I start with you? Well, I did start already talking about Toronto, and but now I'm thinking of some other place where I saw you, and that was Basin Street East, and by this time I think Herb Ellis had been replaced with Ed Thigpen.
That's right, yes.
And well, I can't keep track of all the personnel because somewhere in there Barney Kessel came with you, didn't he?
Well, Barney was before Herb.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, we had three guitar players, but the first two were only there for short stints. Irving Ashby was the first.
Oh, yeah.
You remember he used to be with Nat Cole?
Yes.
Then Barney Kessel. And then Herb, and Herb stayed quite a while.
Then when Herb left, that was when you went to drums, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a lot. You know, there was so much We had rehearsed so much, and all the voicings were worked out with the guitar, and it was just too much to have to do again. I mean, we spent a lot of time rehearsing with that trio.
You know, going back a ways, way back, you're from Pittsburgh, and is that where you started to play bass?
Yes, that's true. You know, I started out originally, my father wanted me to be a piano player. And he loved Fats Waller, as well he should.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Anybody should love Fats Waller, because a lot of people thought of him as an entertainer and singer. But this man could play the piano extremely well. And my father loved Fats Waller. As a matter of fact, every once in a while he would give parties, and he had a guy who didn't play so good, but he looked like Fats Waller, and he would wear tails, and he would play the piano and sing. And my father would tell the guests, don't worry, after you get a few drinks, he sounds better.
Well, was that sort of your introduction to learning to play music?
Well, I've been around music all my life. My folks had music all in the house. You know, there were records, and they had parties, and they had music. And the people who lived next door to me, there was a trombone player who had an orchestra. And I used to go over there and sit on the floor and listen to them every time they had a rehearsal. So I was around it all the time.
So you hadn't played anything up to that point. You were just a little kid, right?
Right. And then they heard me getting things off of the record. I used to get little introductions that Fats Waller played.
On the piano?
Yes. And so my father said, he'd come home from work and say, play me that Fats Waller introduction to so-and-so. And I would play it. And so they decided I should take lessons. And then one day he came home, he said, I got another guy that I like. You got to hear this guy play the piano. And it was Art Tatum.
Wow.
It had got a little more difficult to steal things, as you can well imagine. I think the only thing I could really successfully take off the record was the introduction to Wee Baby Blues with Joe Turner.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then when did the bass come into the picture?
Well, I was in junior high school, had signed up for piano. And they had 26 piano players. So you only got to play about 15 minutes a week.
Oh.
And you had to sit around and try to stay out of trouble. As a teenager, it's very difficult to do. But I noticed there were two bass players, but there were three basses. So there was always one bass laying on the floor. So I asked the teacher, I said, hey, if I were playing the bass, would I be able to play every day? He said, yeah. And that's...
So that's
that
how...
Did that,
that did it.
That did it.
I always wondered about that, but then somehow, whether you did it on your own to develop this prodigious sound, I mean, did you just do that on your own? You
no,
didn't have a bass teacher?
No. I think we all have... We get something somewhere, all of us. I'm sure you got something somewhere when you were young that inspired you to play the piano the way you play, you know. Duke Ellington was my inspiration.
He was one of mine, too.
Duke Ellington recorded the bass so well that...
With Jimmy Blanton.
With Jimmy Blanton. That's right. That's how it started.
Wow.
I used to sell newspapers, and I would stand out in the snow because they had these jukeboxes, but it made the bass sound real resonant. And Jimmy Blanton playing. Bo do 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 dee do da dong ba da da dong ow. Yeah, and I listened to that sound, and that's what I tried to duplicate.
And you didn't actually have a teacher. You just did it by ear, hearing it.
Oh, yeah. I was just stealing everything I could steal.
Well, it sure worked, didn't it?
Well, they say if you steal from the best, you'll do better.
But then, after Jimmy Blanton, were there any other bass players that you listened to? Or was
oh,
that really
there were
your influence?
A lot, sure. But I'm saying Jimmy Blanton, when he came out, I think he just wiped the slate clean, you know. I mean, nobody listened to anybody but him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
and, you know, he died at 21.
Oh, was he that young?
That's right.
Jesus. Well, we've got to play more. Let's play another tune.
Whatever you say.
Well, before the show, we talked about doing a ballad, and you know it would be really lovely. My Foolish Heart.
Okay, I'll follow you.
Hey. Such a pretty tune.
I like the way you play ballads.
Oh, this is really a banner day for me. My guest is Ray Brown. I'm Mary McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Gee, talking about somebody that's not here anymore, Jimmy Rowles, I used to hear him a lot when he was at the Cookery. I used to sit there with Alec Wilder. I loved Jimmy Rowles, and he would go down there every night. And in fact, we could probably play something down the line a little bit.
Yeah, Jimmy, we did 3 albums together, just the 2 of us. And we had a lot of things in common because Jimmy was one of the few guys left that plays lovely stride piano. And I used to always ask him to play it for me. And he knew that I worked with Ben Webster a lot, and Ben used to play great stride piano.
I didn't know that.
That's right. He showed Jimmy some things, as a matter of fact. And Jimmy has some solos that he played that he got from Ben, he showed me.
Like what, for instance?
One of the things that he loved to play was ba-ba-do-do-dee-da-ba-do-do-dee-da, like Someone in Love.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Yeah, it's a great song, yeah.
Well, let's play that. Can we play that?
Well, I'll follow you.
You know, I was noticing, Ray, when you were playing Like Someone in Love, you slipped in a cute little interpolation there. Not very much of the tune, but Billy Strayhorn's Rain Check.
Yeah.
You know, I just love those interpolations. I think they're
fun. If
they
come naturally, they're fine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If they come naturally.
If you don't force them, they're... You can tell if it's being forced and when it just falls into place.
Yeah.
And it's nice when it falls into place.
Yeah, it is.
One thing we haven't played is some blues. And I don't want to play any fast blues. You know, I think originally when blues first started, the blues were something that were the problems that you had. And you didn't tell somebody, oh man, I have to... You know? You said, it was really, really bad for me today. And you start to tell them, you know. And I think this is the way I'd like to have us just start in some key and just start, you know.
You mean no, but no particular.
You know, just some straight out blues without any help, any fancy, just easy.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.